get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Kids CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. Hope wherever you are around central Queensland, you're having a good morning today.
Yeah, Tim. Huge show still to come. We want to talk about our baby shower this Sunday.
Yeah, the baby shower.
Hit CQ baby mama, Stacey.
Little Bo Timothy's mother. We're celebrating her at Jolt Cafe in Parkhurst. We're going to have a fun weekend.
You and I have never thrown a baby shower before.
I've never been to one.
We're trying to get some ideas for baby shower games. You've already come up with a good one.
Yes.
Chocolate in nappies.
Yes. It looks like poop, but
disgusting.
It's chocolate.
We will be playing that on Sunday.
Yes. I'm very excited. But also, Jess, the clock is ticking. I've got my watch on a countdown mode at the moment because of 8 a.m.
Right.
This morning. At 8 a.m., that means 100 days will come to pass since you declared to get Keith Urban on the show.
You're right. We're at day 99, and I might still have one little trick on my sleeve, Tim. You never know. Have some faith.
If you've seen our Instagram story, you can search for our Instagram on HeatCQ. I have been having my own little personal party. I came in earlier this morning than I usually do just to kick the party off.
You're so snug. I haven't hit 100 days yet. I've still got time, friend.
You have 2 hours. You have less than 2 hours.
You never know what I can produce.
If you don't get him after today, then you failed your challenge.
Have some faith.
No, thank you.
And your girl, Jessica
Pantin. It's not going to happen. I can see. I know what's on the show today, and I know what phones we have coming through. And it's definitely nothing from Keith Urban.
We've also got a very special guest. Not Keith Urban.
No.
But, I mean, maybe. Who knows?
Oh, righto.
Alex Williamson, the loosest Aussie bloke.
Yeah.
He's going to be joining us before 7 a.m.
Yep, he's getting on the line after 6:30. Jess, what's coming up next, though?
I want to talk about savings because a bloke over in the US has come out and made an outrageous claim of how much you should have in your savings account by the time you turn 30.
All right. I'm 25.
We are far, far away from it, buddy.
Okay.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
There's a bloke over in the US from an investment firm called Fidelity Investments, and he's given some controversial advice for a magazine called Market Watch.
Sure.
Now, a lot of people have read this and gone, whoa, I am nowhere near close to this.
So what do you mean when you mean close to this?
So this financial expert says that if you're 30 years old and earning $60,000 a year, you should already have $60,000 saved.
You're wrong, you're bad, you're awful, no. You're not helping, and you deserve every unhappiness.
So he said by the time you're 35, you should have double your annual salary in savings.
I say no to you, sir. I mean, no.
Like, reading this has given me anxiety. I'm nearly 27.
Yeah, but
and I have nowhere near my annual salary saved.
Well, to be fair, without going into too much detail, neither of you or I are earning what he's suggesting.
Right.
So I'm not shocked by that. And also, does he take into consideration that people need to eat food?
Well, this is the thing. So he said that people who are reading this generally would be millennials. And millennials these days, between their 20s and mid-30s, have delayed marriage and home ownership in their 20s. So generally the norm, decades ago was that during your 20s, you get married, you have kids, you buy a house.
Yes.
But people these days are delaying that until their 30s. So he said, by the time you're 30, whatever your annual salary is, that should be in your account at the end of the year as well.
No. That's too much.
You've had 10 years to work up to your annual salary.
Is this just for an individual or is this like in a household?
Oh, no, this is an individual.
Mate.
So as an individual, by 30 years old, you should have exactly your annual salary in your bank account.
Is this from what? But I'm assuming this is going from earning $60,000 plus from like when you first get a job until you're 30.
No, he's saying so when you first get a job and you start saving until the time you're 30, by the time you hit 30, whatever your annual salary is that year, you should have in your savings account.
That is garb.
Right?
That is garbage.
I'm feeling panicked. Like, I've got
chest
pains.
I'm feeling personally victimized. And it's not Regina George from Mean Girls, but this is terrible.
I don't know if I'm going to have savings before I'm 40, mate.
I don't know if I'm going to save that savings my whole life. This is what... No, we don't... No, 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 no.
Anyway,
no,
I'm
no,
excited.
No.
It's payday today, so
yeah.
I'll be able to eat again.
Did you get your 60 grand in your pay packet like mine? Sounds good.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I'm cross. I'm mad. But I want change.
Okay.
And I feel like you could be listening now thinking, this might be me, or I hope this isn't me, and I hope this isn't you too, because I want to talk about a new term that I've heard called Instagram-xiety.
Oh.
So it's a combination of Instagram and anxiety.
Yeah.
They've taken away 1A and just bumped them together.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this is a new term going around with some younger people because flattering and often touched-up photos of celebrities, fitness bloggers, travel influencers, and even friends, family, and colleagues can lead to poor self-esteem.
I agree.
I think that is ridiculous.
But it's the best bits of your life.
Of course. So
I'm not putting on Instagram, I'm feeling lonely today and I'm having a rough day. I'm putting on Instagram, I'm having the greatest holiday. I'm out and about. I've got these friends.
So why does it ensue anxiety onto other people looking at your
Because you're only
life?
Seeing the highlight reel of their life. And so you're comparing your bad moments to their good ones.
Absolutely, I get that.
That's where the anxiety comes from.
Yeah, but the anxiety shouldn't be there because obviously, no one's going to be posting like black and white photos of them going, had a bad day, dropped my Nutella.
Oh, I mean, I do have a few friends like that.
Well, don't be friends with them. And like, you should have that mindset. I honestly think you should just change your mindset. And I know that I get told off a lot for saying that term, change your mindset. But you know that people post on Instagram to post these little highlight sessions of their life.
Yeah. I used to, one of my friends calls it hate following, where you follow someone on Instagram and every time they post, you're like, oh, why are they posting this? Like, I stopped following people because it's so unhealthy. Like,
if
you're seeing something come up on your Instagram feed and you're getting annoyed by it, stop following. Unfollow.
Absolutely. You shouldn't be judging your life and comparing it to others. And that's why I think it's a silly term, because then it gives people an excuse to be like, no, because I have Instagram anxiety and I'm allowed to feel like this because it's a condition.
Does Instagram anxiety also fall under the category of FOMO? Like, you could just easily say to people, just delete your Instagram.
Yeah.
But do you have Instagram anxiety from not having Instagram as well?
Well, it depends on what you have Instagram for. Like, I use Instagram just literally to see what, like, my mates and what some celebrities and footballers that I like are up to.
I mainly use Instagram, and you would know from my Instagram stories, I post pretty much everything that I do with my life.
Worst. It's the worst.
Well, I mean, you don't have to watch it, do you?
No, but I don't often.
The people who do watch my stories, it's because they want to see what I'm up to.
Exactly. I think that's completely fine. I think people need to stop putting this Instagram and social media and Facebook as this, like, I just want to have a good Instagram. I just want people to think I'm going okay.
Stop putting so much pressure on yourself.
Oh,
just have fun with it again.
I know it sounds like I'm beating a dead horse and that people get frustrated with me because I say, just move on. Don't care about it. What's the big deal? Sometimes you just got to look at it and go, I'm better than this.
Yeah.
And you move on. So Instagram anxiety, you can go to the bin.
Slap a good filter on it, though. Make your day.
Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, one of your favourite movies is about to become a Broadway musical.
Can I guess what it is?
Go for
it. It's The Greatest Showman starring Hugh Jackman.
You're bloody right,
Timmy. I'm bloody right. And it is a fantastic movie. And I said, what was the first thing I said to you when it came out?
You said it was incredible.
And that it was going to be a beautiful Broadway show.
And you know what? Hugh Jackman actually said that it was always going to come out as a live stage show, and they couldn't decide whether to release as a live stage show first or as a movie first.
Movie first. Like, if you've seen the movie The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman in it, it's perfectly set to be a Broadway musical.
I mean, it's a musical as a movie. Like,
it's incredible. I love it. I cried. I laughed. That's what you want in a movie.
So the film has made over $430 million at the box office.
And countless smiles. So that's exciting.
I mean, we've seen lots of movies become musicals. Chicago was actually a musical before it became a movie.
That's
and then
right.
it became a movie. And then I got to see it on Broadway. Yeah. Incredible. So I think this is going to be one of the biggest Broadway shows. And hopefully Hugh Jackman himself can take that leading role for at least a few shows.
I would fly to the United States of America to see that show with Hugh Jackman.
Do you reckon Zac Efron would jump in as well? Like, would they use the same characters from the movie? Or
I would fly to the United States of America to see Zac Efron portray his character in The Greatest Showman on Broadway.
There's no details about a release date just yet, but usually musicals take a few months of preparation to get off the ground.
And it'll come to Australia in 2030. Yeah. So everyone get excited. We're only 12 years away.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tomorrow night, going to be joined in Central Queensland by someone that is very, very funny. His name is Alex Williamson, a.k.a. the loosest Aussie bloke, and we've got him on the line now. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Oh, thanks for having me. So early in the morning.
Yeah. Sorry about that, buddy.
No, that's all good. No, I'm doing nothing. I'm getting up. You know, I've had me 9 weeks, so I'm good to go, mate.
Oh, he does nine. That's impressive.
He does nine. Now, Alex, the first question, have you ever been to Central Queensland, mate? Because you're coming here on the 18th of May. Do you know what to expect?
I do know. From my little sort of soirees up in North Queensland, I do know that the people of Mitch and North Queensland speak my language, whatever this messed up language is. You guys are with me the whole way, and it's so refreshing coming back from like the UK and New Zealand, where I've got to change a few of the Aussieisms and slow my speech down like I'm talking to old deaf people. But when I come to North Queensland, I just can just rattle on, just go my own path, talk as quick as I like, and you guys are like, I get you, I'll get this guy. It's
I
fine.
Was going to say, for the first time you went overseas, did you have to learn that the hard way, going overseas and going, oh, maybe I've got to actually be less Aussie? Being the loosest Aussie bloke, I imagine that to be quite difficult.
It is. You've got to tone it back, and like a couple of my favourite references, there was a joke or two about Shannon Noel, and I was like, oh, they're not going to get it. Damn it.
He's going to change it to Susan
Shannon
Boyle.
He's not global. Yeah. He's not global yet. Yeah.
Now, look, there are some, what would you say, inappropriate themes in your show. It's probably not a show for someone that gets easily offended, right?
No, probably not for, yeah, unless you want to wake up from that world you live in and snap out of it. I'll help you snap out of it. Teach you about the real world.
So what's something, give us three things with zero context, just like the titles of topics you can talk about, and we can gauge how messed up your show is going to be.
All right, there's a joke about a gunman in America. That's always raunchy. That's always a touchy topic. But because we don't have guns here, we can laugh about it.
Yes.
That's fair.
There's also some late-night drug-fueled vendors, which I'm sure you guys won't be able to relate to. I'm sure you're very good citizens up there in Queensland.
Quite wholesome here in Central Queensland.
Of course, not even full cream meat for me. Milk, sorry, Alex.
There you go.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about. And there's also me breaking in why some of these weird older men are fascinated in children sexually. So there's my little, I'm not an expert on the topic, but there's my, I'll give you a little breakdown as to why I think that might be and how wrong that really, really is as a thing to do. So I'm on your side.
Fair enough.
We
mate.
Might have to wrap this interview up before we get into trouble, Alex.
Anyway, mate, we're so excited to see you. 18th of May, the Gladstone Entertainment and Convention Centre. It's always a good chat with you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Nah, thanks, guys. Good on you.
No worries. Cheers.
There's a link to grab those tickets on our Facebook page. Just search for Hit Central Queensland.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Hope wherever you are around Central Queensland this morning, you're waking up with a smile on your face and a purpose in your mind. And my purpose this morning is to shame you, is to make you look a fool, is to make you cry and wither on the ground like a dying sunflower in the Central Queensland summer. How are you, Jess?
Are you done, mate? Jesus.
Sorry, I'm just so excited because it is day 99. Mm-hmm. We've been working to this for so long. You said you were going to get Keith Urban on the show in 100 days. And look where we are. 8 a.m. today is your time limit.
I was going to get him on the show so that you could apologise to him
finally. For what?
For slagging off his song, The Fighter, for all these years on the radio.
Isn't that not something
and
we all do?
All of a sudden, you're his biggest fan with Parallel Lines. And I just think he deserves an apology. And before the end of this show, I think he might get one.
Well, look, if you can get him, I'll apologise. But you getting Keith Urban on the show is like me looking good with a shaved head. It's not gonna happen. So 8 a.m. is your deadline. From 8 to 9, we literally have an empty board because What does it say there? Tim's gloating hour.
Yes, it does.
From 8 to 9.
You better start finding some content, mate, because it's going
to
happen.
I have hired a band to come in and celebrate. We're going to be playing live music of just We Are The Champions, but it's
sure.
Tim is the champion.
Sure.
Also, a mariachi band will be playing when they're changing over their instruments. So there's going to be a lot of music.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
3, 2, 1.
You can do it!
Tim and Jess's 8-week challenge. Thanks to newmanfitnesssystems.com.au for all your group, personal and online training solutions.
Joined now by a dietitian, Megan Lean. What a last name for a
dietitian.
Not just any dietitian.
The very best in CQ.
That's right. Thank you very much for joining us, Megan.
Yeah, no worries. Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're going good, but we need your help.
Yeah.
We are doing this 8-week fitness challenge with Newman's Fitness Systems. And feedback Jess and I are both getting is our meal preparation and planning is garbage.
As part of the 8-week challenge, we get accountability videos from Brett and Carly.
I love them.
And basically, they call us out in front of everyone else in the program and tell us what we're doing well with our nutrition and what we're doing poorly. And something that Tim and I keep constantly getting is that we meal prep at the start of the week and our food is too similar. So we're eating
the same lunch every day
and the same dinner every day because we're trying to plan ahead. So, I mean, how can we get more variety into our diet?
Yeah, well, look, I know those videos you're talking about, they can be a little bit brutal, can't they?
They can!
I like it.
Savage!
Sometimes we need this. So planning ahead is great. It's always useful to use the time that you've actually got rather than trying to cook in the time that mealtime happens to be, because that may not be where you've actually got the time to do it. I'm always cooking dinner at lunchtime and those sorts of things. So, yeah, go for it. And it's really good to create a bit of routine and consistency in what you're doing, but sometimes variety can go downhill. So what I would suggest is at the start of the week when you are prepping, try and have a few different protein options. So if you've got mainly chicken, why not put in some fish or beef, get a bit of variety in there. One of my personal favourites, and Brett's getting on the bandwagon these days, are legumes as well. So these are things like chickpeas and lentils and beans. They're really good for you. Also within our veggies, we're generally speaking of rainbows these days. So we want to eat lots of different colours because the colours represent different nutrients.
Wow, okay.
That hurts my brain, but... I 100% get what you're saying. So you really need to sort of spread it and go, all right, even if it is easier for me to buy 400 grams of some mincemeat, it's probably smarter for me to go 200 grams of this, 200 grams of that, and then change
and
the variety
up.
Absolutely. So what I'd say, get a couple of everything at the start of the week, mix it up. Sure, make it all at once if you need to, or why not just live on leftovers the next day? You know, that way you can cook sort of 5 different things and then eat it twice.
Awesome. Yeah, well,
excellent.
Megan,
variety and a rainbow plate.
That's
those
right.
are the things I'm taking away.
Does that
away
mean
from
now
this.
That we've followed Megan's advice, now she's accountable for our results?
Yeah,
I feel like that's fair.
I think Megan should get called out on the next video.
Right, let's have a look.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Our dietitian there, Megan Lean, for our 8-week fitness challenge. Thank you very much, Meg.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
TikTok Jess, 45 minutes until your time runs out. You promised to get Keith Urban in the show in 100 days. It's day 99. Where
yeah.
are we?
And look, it's not day 100 just yet, Tim. Have some faith, buddy. Your girl's going to pull through.
No, you won't.
Keith Urban will be on the show today.
All right. So's Donald Trump. Why not? Let's all lie. Anyone else? 13, 12, 16. Who else is going to be on the show? Let us know. We're all lying. Seems like that's okay.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
The world's gone mad.
Yeah, look, it's the dress all over again. I'm not happy about it.
Black and gold, white and pink, whatever you saw now. We had...
White and pink.
That was the other one. You either saw black and gold or white and pink, wasn't it?
White and blue.
Mate, I don't care. This is what I'm talking
this
about.
This time it's an audio version, which makes it so much worse. An audio clip appeared on Reddit overnight and people have been losing their minds.
I've got it here. What do you hear?
Laurel. Laurel.
Now, apparently, that's two different versions.
It's either Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, or Yanny, Y-A-N-N-Y. Jess, you can only hear Laurel.
I can only hear Laurel, and it's so frustrating because...
Here is it again.
Laurel. Laurel.
I just heard Laurel twice.
It's the way that you perceive the sound.
This is what you keep saying, and, like, we've been here since 4 a.m., and I still can't hear it differently.
I can change it so I can hear both. So at first I could only hear Yanny, and then I was like, all right, if I really focus, I will hear Laurel, and I can hear both. I can hear one as Yanny and the other as Laurel.
Yeah, so you were telling me that it's not the same thing over...
It's the same waveform.
Yeah.
So you just have to change the way you hear things and say, do you know why I think this could be the circumstance? And a lot of people have been going, oh, it's definitely Yanny, it's definitely Laurel.
Mm.
I think I figured out why I can hear Yanny and you can hear Laurel. So Laurel is lower on the pitch scale,
yeah,
and Yanny is higher. You hear me, and I've got this super sad monotone voice most of my life. So you're hearing
Laurel.
Laurel. But because I'm around you that's laughing and screaming and doing terrible things all day, I'm hearing
Laurel.
Yanny. Yanny. It just sounds like you're shouting Yanny over Laurel. Like, I don't.
Okay,
is anyone hearing Yanny?
One more time.
Okay.
Really try and hear
Am
Yanny.
Am I supposed to be hearing Yanny or Yanny?
Yanny.
Yanny. Okay.
Really hear.
All right.
Laurel. Laurel.
No, I can't. It's you just played Laurel twice again. I don't understand. It's
Laurel.
Making me so angry.
Laurel.
Stop playing Laurel. I can't. Why are people hearing it?
It's a pitch thing, so it's a higher end.
I feel like the whole world's messing with me.
We're not. No one cares that much about these things, mate. I'm just trying to show you that if you change your perception of something, it can actually change the outcome. So, love
I think
you,
it
buddy.
Might be more of a pitch thing, but...
Yeah, you got a higher pitch than mine. You're the biggest pitch here.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And, Tim, it's not often you hear John Travolta and trending anymore. But...
Well, if it's the 80s, yes. 2018, no.
2018, the actor is 64 years old, and he was tearing up the dance floor, or the stage, rather, at the Cannes Film Festival after party.
Oh, wow, in Francais.
That's right. The after party, they had 50 Cent performing, and I don't know if you know.
Sorry, 50. Sorry. 50 Cent.
Sorry. I don't know if you know 50 Cent.
Thank you.
And John Travolta are actually mates.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They hang out all the time.
They're the same age, roughly.
And there's a clip of them that's going viral because...
Dancing in the club.
50 Cent is performing and John Travolta's on stage with him, dad dancing.
You're the one that I want. In the club.
It was...
Crossover remix.
Incredible. It's to the song Just a Little Bit, which I don't know if you can imagine John Travolta dancing to that, but...
I want to hang out with Olivia Newton-John just a little bit.
It's like every dad dancing at their daughter's 21st, like really trying to embarrass them a lot.
Or not at all.
Yeah.
Just it's either one of the two options or you don't get any other. There's no good dads out there that can dance.
So you've got to go check out the video for yourself at hit.com.au. It is too funny. I've been watching it all morning.
Now, Jess, that was fantastic. But isn't it fitting right now? Because you are 26 minutes away from incredible failure. Incredible failure.
Sure.
What day is it of our hunt for Keith Urban?
It is day 99.
Day 99. Nine.
It's
of
not
100.
Day 100 just yet, is it?
Well, as of 8 a.m., that is my hour to gloat because you didn't get Keith Urban on the show to force me to apologise to him. So,
right.
But isn't it fitting that his song is here right now with us? So you're going to listen to Keith Urban, you're going to sit down, you're going to be quiet, we're going to listen to this garbage song.
Okay.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Hey, Timmy. No, don't worry. You've done everything right. The computer isn't failing. I just wanted to stop this song to bring you a quick message. Your girl has done it! We started a journey 99 days ago with one email. The hunt began. We are not expecting any further time. I'll keep your request and get back in touch once a new window comes through and see if we can lock in a time with you. Mate, of course it's okay, Daryl.
That's not going to happen.
And you yourself said Keith Urban deserved an apology.
Now I can see why the apology is probably needed.
We asked celebrities for help, like Samantha Jade.
I don't know him, but I absolutely love him. He just seems like the nicest person ever.
Even Guy Sebastian got on board.
I'm sure he'll chat to you guys. I can always see what I can do.
We rallied the help of Joey Groth. He was confident, but still no dice.
Even though I have to fly to Nashville myself and see how I keep the door.
And our very own Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, who is a huge fan of Parallel Lines.
Why are you especially keen on Keith?
We even named our raft for the great rafter gutter, the SS Keith Urban, in hopes of getting the man himself to notice us and come on the show. We are going to christen the SS Keith Urban today after the show.
Well, you think I've been doing nothing. I've been talking to our bosses behind the scenes. Our boss spoke to his boss, who spoke to his boss, who spoke to her boss, who got Keith. And here he is right now, the man of the hour. Get ready to apologise for slagging off the fighter, buddy, because we have a very special guest on the line. Turn your mic on and say hello to our special guest.
Hello?
Tim, it's Keith.
Keith?
Yes.
No, it's not.
No, it is. It is. Believe it. It's the Keith Urban.
Yes,
Keith Urban.
Yeah. So is this true? You gave Jess like 100 days or something? Well, what was the time frame that you guys gave her to
be honest,
an interview or something?
Keith, Mr. Keith Urban, she set a challenge to herself. She said, mark my words, I will get Keith Urban on the show. And then after potentially several weeks of nothing happening, I set a challenge that, all right, well, if day 100 comes by, then the people of Central Queensland will set a punishment for Jess because she has not done anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we've spared Jess from that. I don't know what the punishment would have been. I'm kind of curious at this point.
I mean, the pressure was on, Keith.
Yeah.
But I wanted some redemption for you because, look, let's be real here. Tim sassed you a little bit on the radio. He wasn't a fan of the fighter. But then Parallel Lines comes along. All of a sudden, he's the world's biggest Keith Urban fan. And I thought you deserved an apology because as a massive Keith Urban fan myself, my whole life, I just thought it was bad that Tim jumped ship.
Well, mate, I so get it. And I'm glad that we finally all got to talk. And I'm glad you like Parallel Lines, Tim. Thanks,
mate, it is a fantastic song. Apple Music was the first thing I downloaded that day. It came out because we heard it. We got to debut it on the radio station. And look, to be honest, I had zero faith in Jess to do this, but I am a man of my word, and I will make a formal apology
to
you, Mr. Keith Urban.
Okay. Do we hear it?
Yep.
Keith,
okay.
I am very sorry that myself and your song with Carrie Underwood, The Fighter, didn't get along. As a music fan, everyone likes music. Everyone likes some more than others. The Fighter and me just were never the best of friends, but me and Parallel Line, I think it is one of the best songs of this year and potentially the last 3 years. So I apologise for verbally bad-mouthing The Fighter for 2 years, but Parallel Line has superseded anything that I thought about The Fighter, and I now am just so grateful that you're on the show, and I actually can't believe you're here because it's day 99. So this is just...
You're a big man to do that, Tim. That's a record state.
I should preference this. Tim has had no preparation for this interview, Keith. But we do want to talk a bit about Graffiti U, the brand new album that dropped at the end of last month. I mean, you have just... it is an incredible album. We are loving it. I mean, every one of the songs, particularly Parallel Lines.
Of course.
We're working with Ed Sheeran, one of the biggest writers, I think you could argue, in the music industry at the moment.
Mm.
How was that? Like, you worked with a lot of big names, but Ed Sheeran, was that incredible?
Amazing. And I got sent that song probably middle of last year, actually. Ed had written it with Julia Michaels and a few other people. And they sent me the song, and I just loved it. The first time I heard it, I loved it, and went out to LA and worked with Benny Blanco, who's a great producer, and one of the writers in the song as well. And we had this song ready to go before the end of last year, but had to just hold it back for a minute. But I'm glad it finally came out, and so stoked everyone's been responding to it down here.
It's just like, it's just a good song, man. I can't even, it's like, it's a story, it's beautiful, and I cannot speak highly enough of it.
Keith, can I let you know, we had Malcolm Turnbull, the Australian Prime Minister, on our show.
The Journey, right. Keith.
And we asked him, do you know Keith Urban? Because if anyone can get to you, we thought it would be our Prime Minister.
The leader of our nation.
He said he didn't, but he's a massive fan of the song, so.
We don't take requests at this radio station very often, but he requested Parallel Line because it's one of his favourite songs, so he had to take it because he was a Prime Minister.
That's amazing. Wow.
So next time you're in Australia, hit Malcolm up. I'm sure he'd love to grab a beer with you.
To be honest, you never know. He might take advantage of you. He might just want you to come around to Kirribilli House and play Parallel Line. So you got to be careful.
Yes.
But to be honest, I'm still just in a mild shock right now because, Keith, it was one. We're literally 20 minutes away from Jess's punishment being in. I had zero faith in her. And I hope that I haven't offended you with my comments about The Fighter, but No, not at all. Graffiti, it came out, what, April 27th. It's out right now. It's absolutely killing it. And we'll play Paraline
yeah, let's
now
get it on.
Because I'm just a bit scared and I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed with everything.
No, but let me just say here, look at Jess. I mean, that is the power of a woman on a mission. Never underestimate that.
Thank you, Keith.
All right.
It's very true.
Tim, Keith Urban just said I was powerful. I'm going to get that tattooed on my body somewhere.
If you don't do it in 100 days, you get another challenge. So thank you. And again, I cannot apologize enough. Keith Urban there, the actual real Keith Urban.
No, look, I can't stress enough. This isn't a voice. This is actually Keith himself. Thank you so much for taking time out. Are you going to be coming to Australia soon? I just have to get that in there before we wrap up.
Yeah, we're working on a tour right now. So we're definitely touring. We're just not sure when, but we're coming down to tour Graffiti U, yeah.
Well, mate, if you're ever in Central Queensland, you know where you have to come. We'll put you up. We'll take you out to the Great Barrier Reef. We'll have a great time.
That's awesome. I'll hold you to that. You've got 180 days to make that happen.
Thank you very much. And again, I'm sorry, Keith Urban, but here's Parallel Line because it's the world's greatest song.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Keith Urban there. Parallel Line, 747. Tim and Jess here on Hit Central Queensland.
Victory. Can you smell the victory in the air, Tim?
Look, I'll admit, I had negative 48 faith in you. So less than zero faith in you. And that was very confusing when the song, I had a mild panic attack because the song stopped.
Oh, yeah.
And then you tackled me and said, don't press the buttons. There's someone on the phone. Hold on.
I just wanted you to experience it with me. You know, that victory feeling.
That
with
little
you.
Inspirational story. How did you make that? You don't know how to make things.
Right. We've got bosses in this building that can help us out. I can do things.
Well, look, again, I still feel like I've come out on top of this because I said that if you did get Keith Urban on the show within 100 days, I would apologise. I have done so. So I feel like I really have come out on top of this.
Yeah, what a good bloke he was as well. Like, I
was sure it was him.
I was, yes.
Is this not just your cousin?
He gave us a call from Nashville, man.
In Tennessee. Well, that was fun.
I can't wait for him to come to CQ now.
Look, maybe because of what's happened and how I've spoken about his music, might not come here.
Hey, he was a pretty good sport about it. He called me powerful.
Yeah, that is a bit of a worry, isn't it?
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.
Tim, we've got our baby shower at our Jog Cafe Parkhurst this Sunday.
That's right.
For our hashtag HitCQ baby.
That's right. HitCQ baby mama Stacey, she is due in what, 3 weeks?
Yeah. 2 weeks? Like really soon. The 5th of June, the baby is due. Yeah. We had the pleasure of naming it in exchange for a block of caramel chocolate. Have you still got the block?
I've still got the block because until she's delivered, I won't deliver. The block of chocolate is in my possession and it will remain so until the birth of Bo Timothy.
Well, we felt so connected to Bo Timothy once we'd named him.
Connected.
That we decided, you know what, let's throw a baby shower in honour of Stacey, our baby mama, and our beautiful new baby, Bo Timothy.
We're very excited and this Sunday we are going to Jolt Cafe in Parkhurst. I've never been to a baby shower. You've been to a few?
Yeah, I've only been to a couple. I don't know. I've never hosted one before.
I've never been to one.
So I don't know
what
the rules are. Like, what do you need to have? We've got some pretty cool things coming.
We're in charge.
Yeah.
I've already come up with one great game. We'll play that on Sunday live on the show, so we don't need to bring up that. But we still need a few more baby shower games.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be an incredible setup. Nice spread, thanks to Jolt Cafe Parkhurst. Mm-hmm. Candy Couture is coming along and bringing a candy bar for us.
Meant to be eating candy when you're pregnant by, like, 2 months?
I think so. Like, why not? My mum ate nothing but Cocoa Pops with me. And I turned out fine.
Is that where you get your tan from? The Cocoa Pops? No? All right. Well, right now, I need help.
Yep.
If you're a mum.
Or if you've been to a baby shower.
If you've been to a baby shower. But if you're an experienced baby shower guest, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Tell us some fun games. I don't want like, oh, pin the uterus on the womb. That's not a fun game. Actually,
pin the uterus on the womb.
How do we organise
that? Hang on. Uterus and womb are the same thing, mate.
See, this is why I need to learn these things.
Pin the baby on the womb, because we can absolutely organise that.
Pin the baby on the womb. All right, we can do that. 13, 12, 16, if you've got any ideas for our baby shower.
We've got two games already. We need one more.
Give us a call. On 13, 12, 16, we have been asking for a bit of help because we are hosting a baby shower for Stacey and her baby Beau Timothy this Sunday, and we need games.
Yeah.
We need games.
Tim and I have never hosted a baby shower before.
I've never been to one, so this is all new for me.
We want some really cool ideas. So far, we've got what's that poop?
Yeah, what's that poop? Where you melt chocolate into a nappy, like hazelnut or like caramel. Well, I'm not melting any of the caramel. And you got to sniff it and tell me what chocolate is.
Yeah.
Guaranteed
can
to
you,
not
can
actually
you lick
have
it?
Poop.
Can you lick the nappy?
If you want to lick the poop, lick the poop. Why am I the only one? You've brought no ideas. Yeah. I've come up with two games.
Your other game was great too. You said pin the uterus to the womb, which are the same thing.
Apparently they're the same thing. I haven't had health ed for a while.
Pin the baby to the womb is something we're absolutely going to play.
We could do it. So that you blindfold.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll have a cardboard baby and we'll pin it to a 3D printer.
Is this PC?
The uterus.
Are we not being PC right now? Someone going to crack it because we're pinning a baby to something?
I don't know how Jolt Cafe and Parkhurst is going to feel about us pinning a giant womb to the side of their building, but
we'll get some feedback anyway. 13, 12. Who we got for here first, Jess?
We got Courtney from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Courtney, what's your baby shower game idea?
You put like the baby food in the nappy, and then you've got to like taste it.
Yeah,
we've already got it. I'm going to put melted chocolate, and you got to sniff it
because
it looks like
poo.
Tim
wanted it to look more like poo.
You know.
Yeah.
So I like your idea.
On board with
thank
that
you,
one.
Thank you very much, Courtney.
No worries.
And we've also got Kaya from Rocky on 13, 12, 16. Kaya, have you got any ideas for our baby shower games?
Yeah, you can do like baby food tasting, blindfolded nappy changes.
Oh, nappy
like
changes
that.
Is a good one. Blind, have you ever changed a nappy, Tim?
Where do you get a baby from to do this?
No, you just use like a baby born. You don't get a real baby. My Lord, Kaya, what are we going to do on Sunday?
Kaya, I haven't been to one. I don't know. So you think do something
really
with nappies
good.
And food.
And you can also do, like, my water break. So you just get, like, an ice cube and put, like, you know, something in it. And, you know, everyone has their ice cube. And then the first person to have their ice cube melt yells out, "My water break."
That's brilliant.
Can we lock that in?
We've
for the
got
third
3
game?
Hours, so surely an ice cube will melt in 3 hours. Tim.
Fingers crossed, hey!
Oh, that is Kaya, your experience.
That is incredible. Feel free to come and join us at Joel Cafe in Parkhurst, and you can run the game if you want.
Yep, definitely.
All right, thanks for your call, Kaya, mate.
Thanks, bye.
See ya, buddy.
Oh my god!
So we got 3 games.
We got 3 games locked in. Pin the baby to the womb.
Yep.
What's that poop?
Yep.
And the blindfolded nappy change.
I kind of like did your water break?
Oh, we're going to did my water break is going to be played throughout the
all right,
as
all
soon
right.
as the guests arrive, we'll give them their water. And hopefully before the end of the show someone's water is broken. Hopefully not Stacey's.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, I want to focus on Queensland versus New South Wales in the state of origin.
Yes.
But not about the game, because, I mean, the football's really a side note to the pre-show entertainment, right?
Is it? I love me some state of origin. I can't even remember who was the halftime, first-time performance of the last year's
series. It's just because the last year have been garbage, right?
Who was it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Wicked information research, buddy.
NRL have just confirmed yesterday that music duo Peking Duck will be performing at the pre-match at Origin Game 1, June 6th. I mean, if this doesn't get you pumped...
That's their new song, Wasted. We played heaps here at Hit CQ. They are.
We love a little Peking Duck.
They're
on this
some
station.
Of the nicest blokes you'll meet, and they make great music. So it's going to be a bit of a party vibe at the NRL State of Origin Game 1.
Absolutely. It's June 6th down at the MCG. I'm sure there's a few people from CQ going to be flying down for the big game. It is the first of the series.
Oh, mate, I would, but it's your birthday now. I'll get in way more trouble if I leave than if I go to this game. So.
Well, I know. I'm trying to decide what to do for my birthday, and
no
everyone. everyone wants to watch the State of Origin. No one wants to actually celebrate me. What
you
the hell?
You have to have your dinner at about 4 p.m. and then everyone will be fine. But you never know.
I have to get some better friends is what I have to do.
Probably. That is the shorter answer.
You can check out that story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hits.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Before we run out for the day, which has been a fantastic day, I figured out how you can feel important. Yesterday, by miracle, I felt like I was a delegate, like I was a prime minister. I was super important because I was driving around and just so happened to be behind a motorcycle and in front of a motorcycle. I looked like I was in a motorcade.
Did they have flags on
them? I didn't have flags on my car, but I feel like I should just in case. And just throw them up, get out of there. So if you ever want to feel important, you see two motorcyclists driving around, try and work your way safely, obviously.
Or just pay a couple of people to block your car.
Yeah, if you have friends with motorbikes, just get four. Two at the front, two at the back, chuck some flags on your bonnet. You'll see.
That is
so
brilliant.
So I just felt very important. Anyway, we got to get out of here.
We do.
But listen to the catch-up. We did chat to Keith Urban today.
Yeah, if you want to see Tim concede and finally apologise to Keith Urban, then you need to check out our Facebook video at HitCQ.
See you tomorrow morning.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.